4 of Lake Effect on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyne.
And I'm Bonnie North. Every jazz musician has to start somewhere. Jazz great Thelonious Monk played church organ as a teen in New York. Miles Davis picked up the trumpet at age 12 in East St. Louis. But it's how these musicians develop their craft that makes them fascinating to listen to.
Milwaukee-born jazz pianist Lynn Arielle has also been following melody ever since she was a child. Now a professor of jazz studies at the University of North Florida, she's toured and performed all around the world, including at the Kennedy Center, Lincoln Center, and in the Montreux Jazz Festival.
She was in Milwaukee back in October to hold workshops at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music and to perform at Blue at the Pfister. She speaks with Lake Effect's Mayon Silver about her jazz beginnings, starting with how she would characterize her music.
Well, it's lyrical, interactive. I guess it's considered mainstream. I wouldn't call it bebop, but I was influenced by Keith Jarrett, Herbie Hancock, and I did study all the bebop masters when I was first, you know, beginning my study, which I think is very important in terms of foundation. But at this point, I also incorporate world music influences as well, because music is music. And so my influences can be Celtic music, Mid-Eastern music, and many other styles as well.
Well, so I also wanted to ask you, in relation to those Middle Eastern influences, I noticed that you were playing with Omer Avital.
Yeah, Dance of the Rain. Yeah.
Yes, and he was on Oud?
Yes, I wrote that tune specifically for him, and when I found out that he was not only a great bassist, but that he played the Oud, I was very excited because I love the sound of the instrument. And so I wrote two tunes, and I called him up, and I played them, and I said, which one sounds, is more Oud-friendly and feels like it would, you know, sound good on the Oud, and he picked this one. And on that particular cut, there's no basis. It's just I'm playing kind of, you know, the low notes, and he's playing Oud, and he sounds great.
Do you want to describe how you came up with that piece? Like, what called you to that kind of music?
Well, I listen to all kinds of music, so I look for beautiful melodies. And sometimes in folk music, it's very easy to find beautiful melodies. The harmonies can often be very simple, but the melodies are compelling, in my opinion. And so I listen to a lot of Mid-Eastern music, and I listen to the sound of the oud. And I just started kind of fooling around with melodies. And I tried to, of course, stay in the range of the oud so that it was, you know, would sound good on that instrument. And I often sing, you know, when I'm trying to come up with new tunes, I sit at the piano and kind of hum different possible melodies and write some things down and start with that kind of a process.
This could be ancient melodies that you find, or other musicians who have found these melodies, or folk tunes?
Do you mean in terms of what I'm listening to?
Yeah.
Well,
what inspires you with the jazz?
YouTube and, you know, say, put in oud and start listening. But in terms of my own process of finding melodies, by that I mean inside of my own mind, creating melodies that are lyrical and that resonate with me personally.
Are there other ethnic genres that you've been influenced by, like Latin or anything like that, that finds its way into the pieces?
Yes, I remember listening to Bulgarian folk music and a lot of Celtic folk music as well, and African music, there are many, many different influences.
So you have an interesting history with jazz because you started playing classical for your first 25 years of playing, right?
Yes. When I was a little girl, we had a toy piano made of plastic, and I would play melodies that I'd heard from the radio, like Moon River. That was actually one of the first songs I learned, just by ear.
Moon River.
And for some reason, I was able to translate what I heard into, you know, playing the melodies. And I begged my parents to let me study piano, but this was before morning kindergarten. And they asked the local piano teacher. And I eventually started studying with her. And she would play the songs for me, and then I would come back the next week and play them, probably not totally correctly. But then she realized that I was playing by ear, and I wasn't learning to read the music. And then she said, I'm not going to play the pieces for you anymore. You have to learn how to read. So I did. With resistance, I did learn how to read music. And so I studied classical music for most of my life, and I eventually earned a master's degree from the conservatory. And my bachelor's degree was in Madison in music theory. And it wasn't until I was finishing up my master's degree that I literally was walking down the street, and the voice in my head said, you should study jazz. And we hear our mind talking, you know, our inner dialogue all the time. Sometimes we listen, sometimes we don't. And I did. I listened, and I sought out teachers, and that's kind of how I started studying jazz. And I remember the first lesson I had was with Tony King at the conservatory, and he put a sheet of music in front of me of Round Midnight by Thelonious Monk, and he said, play this. And so I played it, and he said, now vary it and make up new melodies. And I said, are you kidding? That's what I get to do? Because that, to me, that was kind of natural, and so that was really exciting. I had no idea. I'd heard a little bit of jazz in my life. I'd heard a little bit when I was in college, but I didn't understand it. It was confusing to me. I didn't know how to listen to the music. So that's kind of my history.
So how did you go from not understanding the music to having this epiphany that you have to play it?
Well, I jumped in, and then I studied a lot with different teachers over the years, and I had to learn all the foundations. And at that time, I was studying with David Hazeltine, and he had me transcribe solos, jazz solos off recordings, and that means note for note, you know, what that musician is playing. So you really train your ears and learning left-handed voicings and listening to different styles and different musicians and really trying to imitate them, just like a child would imitate speech. Or if you're learning a new language, you're imitating someone else in order to get that language. But in learning that language, there's also a lot of basic nuts and bolts that have to be addressed in learning a foreign language. That's verb conjugations just over and over and over until they become second nature. And it was kind of like that with many of the elements of learning to play this music.
How did your classical training influence your jazz playing?
I think my love of melody carried over to jazz. My teacher, Rebecca, would always have me sing melodies when I was playing classical pieces in order to have the most natural phrasing. Instead of saying, oh, you should do this right here at this point in the piece, she would say, sing it and find the way you naturally would phrase this. And I do that in jazz as well, whether I'm writing or playing. In fact, before the concert tonight, I'm going to spend some time in the hotel room just listening in my mind to the music that I'm about to play and possibly singing in order to help me tune into, you know, that part of my mind that I want to have come out.
Well, you mentioned singing. You know, jazz historically has been a very male-dominated. What is it like being an instrumentalist, a woman instrumentalist in this field? Has it ever influenced you in one way or the other?
Not particularly, because I just think of myself as a musician. Unfortunately, you know, women have had a struggle in this industry and continue to, although now more than ever, there's so many brilliant women musicians that have great careers, and it's because of our predecessors and their courage and putting themselves in situations where they might not have been comfortable. but saying this is important. I love the music. It's about the music. It's not about gender. And, you know, that's really my focus. It's just, you know, just want to play.
Why do you think it is that there tend to be more male jazz instrumentalists than female?
Well, there have been some studies about what happens in elementary school and middle schools. And I think there's a certain point, I'm sure I'm not quoting the study accurately, but the general idea was that in middle school, it's about 50-50% boys and girls. And by the time high school comes, there's quite a difference. There are a lot fewer women. There's a lot of speculation about why that is. And I don't want to speculate, but I think we need to really be aware of encouraging young girls to play and that they can do this. Unfortunately, you know, sexism exists. When sexism is present, it's sometimes very subtle. And when there is sexist behavior, you know, for example, with educators, if someone said, you know, that's sexist, they would be shocked because I'm sure they don't think of themselves that way. So there's no way to really police that. I think what we need to do is just stay in the positive side of things and encourage young girls and mentor them and let them know that that they can do it. They can do it as well as, you know, as anyone.
So we're going to lead out with one of your pieces. Do you want to tell us what it is?
Sure. This is A Night in Tunisia by Dizzy Gillespie. And this is an arrangement that I wrote many years ago and refined it over the years and changed it and fooled around with a lot of different possibilities. This is a recording with Randy Brecker, great trumpet and flugelhorn player, and George Mraz, a legendary bassist, and Anthony Pinciotti, who's a great drummer in New York. And I was very excited to play this piece with Randy and the group. Randy's a great inspiration to me. Change the keys and I modulate, so it's not the basic rendition of A Night in Tunisia. There's a lot going on harmonically and so forth.
Well, thank you so much, Lynn Uriel, for coming on Like Effect and speaking about this.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Lynn Uriel is a Milwaukee-born jazz pianist. She's now a professor of jazz studies at the University of North Florida, and she spoke with Like Effect's Mayon Silver.